Robert Oppenheimer found himself in the center of things, and that's where he wanted to be. "Everything that happened," said Kamen, "you'd go to Oppenheimer and tell him what it was, and he would think about it and come up with an explanation. He was the official explainer." And then, beginning in 1941, Oppenheimer had some reason to think that he was being kept out of the loop. "All of a sudden," Kamen said, "nobody's talking to him. He's out of it. There's something big going on over there, but he doesn't know what it is." And so he was getting more and more frustrated, and Lawrence is very worried because he feels that, after all, Oppenheimer can certainly figure out what's going on, so the security is nonsense to keep him out of it. Better to have him in. And I imagine that's what finally happened. They said it's easier to monitor him if he's inside the project than outside. On Saturday evening, December 6th, 1941, Oppenheimer attended a fundraiser for veterans of the Spanish Civil War. He later testified that the next day, after hearing of the surprise Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, he decided that I had had about enough of the Spanish cause, and that there were other and more pressing crises in the world.